Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We have the face-off show beginning at 5:35. The Oilers and the Calgary Flames. Oilers preseason game number 7-3, 2-1. They'll have several of their top guns going here at Rogers Place. Oilers Now brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax. World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. A reminder, you have a chance to win and you're in to a event at the River Cree with Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft. Be listening here on Oilers Now. 780-496-0063. The Ashley Fine Floors text line. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday. And we will tell you that our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. We're going to New York City. Elliot Friedman for NHL Hockey and Rogers for Abe's Door Service, where service is there, especially visit abesdoor.ca. Elliot at the Board of Governors meetings. Hello, Elliot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, hey, I was just, you know how sometimes you go down the vortex of the rabbit hole of YouTube at night? And I was watching Tim Tindale. This has.
Oh, that's funny.
Because you did you do his games when you were at Western Ontario?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he was, I believe, yeah, he was there when I was there. I was a little older than Tindale. He was Rookie of the Year, I think, when I was there. And then after I left, he won the Heck Crichton Award as MVP of Canadian football. But man, you could see that he was a really, really powerful figure.
Yeah, good enough to play in the National Football League and scored on about a 45-yard touchdown run for the Bills against the Dolphins in that playoff game back in the mid-1990s. I was just thinking of you because you're Western Ontario connection. What were your biggest takeaways out of the Board of Governors meetings, Elliot?
Well, you know, this one's pretty quiet. It's usually an update, like as some of the governors were leaving the room, you know, we were asking them what's the big news or what really happened. And they said, this is not really a big one, not much. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that most fans would really care about was that Gary Bettman said after it was over that the salary cap next year, he called it a very, very preliminary estimate. It's going to be something like $87 or $88 million. And somewhere between them, but he stressed it was very preliminary. I think the other thing that was kind of interesting, Bob, is that we're not at a point where expansion's coming, but you can tell the league is preparing for it. And, you know, like just the way that Bettman talks about it, I think we're going to get there at some point here. It's just, you know, I asked him, you know, what's the expansion? Have you thought about what the next expansion fee was going to be? And he said, it's going to be a lot, pointing out that, you know, Ottawa just went for close to $1 billion. So I think it's very fair to say that while it's not imminent, it's definitely on the radar.
And did he also say, there was no update on 2018 at all, right? In fact, we had Frank on. He kind of inferred, we're not really going to discuss this at any further point unless something happens. Am I misinterpreting how it came across?
No, I don't think you're misinterpreting it. But I think what's obvious when it comes to 2018 is that, you know, I was on with you, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, and I said, you know, I really don't like to speculate about it. It's not like a, it's a lot more serious than say like, you know, a trade rumor.
Right.
And I think that's just kind of where he is right now.
Okay.
Is that like, I do believe, Bob, that this is a topic that's being discussed a lot behind the scenes.
Okay.
But I just feel like he doesn't want to, and I feel the same way. You don't want to misstep or say something that you regret saying until you have something concrete, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not taping the game, are you, the Blue Jays?
No, but I'm writing, but I've seen all the angry tweets.
Yes.
So
they can't score a run.
Ken Reed is exploding on Twitter, I see.
You know, it's funny. I never thought that Reed was a hothead, but apparently he's got a lot of Blue Jays love. So he used to do my show.
He hates analytics.
Yes, I know. Trainwreck Tuesday with Ken Reed and Terry Ryan going back about 2006, 2007, in around that time when Kenny was in Edmonton. All right, so there's that now. Michael Andlauer officially brought in as new owner of the Ottawa Senators. Not surprisingly, hire Steve Staley. Boy, there's been a lot of movement in Ottawa. What's going on with Pinto, by the way, now that Zegras is done with the Anaheim Ducks? What's going on with Shane Pinto? Anything?
Well, I just think, you know, it's interesting. There was a conspiracy theory going around today, Bob, that if Bernard Docker had been taken on waivers, that it would be part of a bigger move to clear cap room, that the team was that would take him. Ottawa might be doing something cap-wise with them. I mean, obviously that didn't end up happening. I still think, like, there are teams who believe that Ottawa's got something in their back pocket once they get a deal done with Pinto. But I believe that one of the things that's going on here is that Ottawa and Pinto still aren't in the same spot. I think Pinto was looking around 2.5. Now, I always think you're willing to adjust it a little bit, but I think Ottawa was around 2-1, and like I just think there's still a little bit of a gap there. I mean, you know, the other thing that's going on now is that, you know, we're a week away from the start of the season, and Norris hasn't played yet, and he's not going to play their exhibition game out in Nova Scotia tomorrow. So, I mean, the one thing, so, like, I mean, I just don't think they're interested in trading him. I think they want to keep him. I think the player wants to stay. I just think that they're still not there at a contract sweet spot yet, and that's kind of where we are. And, I think Pinto wants to be above the Lafreniere-Frost numbers, and I'm just not convinced Ottawa's there.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Ottawa has been an interesting team. They put a couple first-round defensemen on waivers. Lassie yep. Thompson was claimed by Anaheim. So now I'm going to put you on the spot with a couple forwards. Okay. You know I've liked Brett Murray. The Oilers, to me right now, are not in a position to claim him. Samuel Fagamo got claimed by the Nashville Predators. He scored 26 last year, 27 goals. The Oilers have Raphael Lavoie. He's 6'5". He's finally got into more than one exhibition game this year. Scored a real nice goal against the Vancouver Canucks. Hypothetically, do you think the Oilers can afford to risk putting Raphael Lavoie on waivers? Do you think he'd clear?
Hypothetically. You know, Bob, I'll say this first. I didn't think there was any chance that Ty Smith was going to clear, and he did. I didn't think Bernard Docker was going to clear, and he did. I'm bad at this. You know, the one thing I will say, I spoke to somebody today who told me that, you know, a lot of the players who get put on waivers now, unless your situation really changes, you kind of knew a lot of these players were available in the summer.
Right.
I think the one player who might be an exception might be a guy like Lassie Thompson. But, you know, like the guy says to me, like, we're not dumb. We all have boards on our wall saying, you know, like, this is what another team's depth charts look like. So we all know who's available. Now, I do think there's always changes. You know, there's always someone who has a good camp. Unless you have injuries, it doesn't change a lot. Now, I think the one place that's going to be different is in goal. I think that could be very different because of what's happened in, say, Tampa, for example, and Spencer Martin already got claimed. But, like, one guy said to me, like, we know who's available, and there's a reason a lot of these guys don't get claimed.
Yeah. We got the Calgary Flames in. I mean, I guess the easiest thing is they've got Dustin Wolf, who is, you know, doesn't have to clear waivers for another year. He's been unbelievable. He's got his last 5 years between the American Hockey League and the WHL have been off the charts. This guy stops pucks. It doesn't matter the league. Could something happen with Vladar or even Markstrom? What do you think?
I don't think Markstrom right now, like, he's got a lot of say over his situation, right? So I would be surprised if it was Markstrom. Vladar, I think they've had some calls on Vladar, but I also think that Calgary's asked, you know, like Calgary's made it clear they're not just giving him away. So, you know, the one thing, so it wouldn't surprise me a great deal if he ended up going back down to the minors. I just think generally, though, you know, if a guy's ready to play, you've got to find room to make him play. I just don't think that Calgary's 100% at that place yet.
Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, Elliot, thank you for taking the time to join us on a very busy day. We'll hook up next Wednesday. I'll be in Vancouver. You'll be getting ready. It's going to be a big night that night. We'll have to pre-tape.
Yes, you will, because I'm working.
Well, there you go. That's good to know. It's better than not working. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thanks a lot, Elliot. Take care. It's great seeing you in Calgary the other night as well. 5:16 in Edmonton. Brendan Escott will be joining us. We'll have this day in Oilers history. We're also going to hear another clip or two from Jay Woodcroft and Connor McDavid. At 5:16 in Edmonton, we're going to take this opportunity to mention to you, this show is called Oilers Now. We live in oil country. Brent Ridge Ford is proud to be associated with the show. Of course, there's a market for some electric vehicles out there as well. Boys at Brent Ridge have a brand new 2022 Mustang Mach-E GT Premium that originally listed for $93,000 with Ford rebates and a large Brent Ridge discount. This SUV is now available for just over $73,000. If you're considering a new EV and want a bargain, call Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford, 780-352-6048. And remember, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Back with comments from Connor McDavid, Jay Woodcroft, and we'll bring Brendan Escott back in. 5:17 in Edmonton, you're listening to Oilers Now. Here's what we envision we're looking at tonight. Connor McDavid up front with Evander Kane and Connor Brown. Leon Draisaitl with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Hyman. Could see Holloway and Fogle flanking Lane Peterson. Janmark and Adam Erne with Raphael Lavoie. That's what you could end up seeing. That would leave Derek Ryan and Brad Malone as healthy forwards that are still available. And then McLeod close to return and Sam Gagner a while away. The Oilers with 16 forwards. Could see Nurse with Bouchard, Broberg, and CeCe, Gleason, and Kemp. Kulak, I think we'll have to get an update from Jay Woodcroft on Kulak. Ekholm expected to play at the start of regular season, and Niemelainen a little bit banged up, took a heavy hit against the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday night. I think we'll have Stuart Skinner in goal tonight for Edmonton. It will be Dan Vladar for the Calgary Flames. They don't have a lot going, to be honest with you. Sharon Govich coming over in that Toffoli trade. He's going to play tonight. Adam Rzeczka, some people think, is going to end up in the top nine for Calgary. He had 6 goals and 20 points last year. And I mentioned Vladar going. They don't have anyone. Somebody's mentioned Tanev as a possible trade target for Edmonton, pending UFA. He is not playing, nor is Rasmus Anderson. A couple guys that patrol the right side for them. Hannafin and Mackenzie Weegar not in their lineup either. All right. Let's get to this. We're going to tell you that it is time to go back into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. And I asked Jay Woodcroft earlier today. Actually, I asked Connor McDavid this question about Dylan Holloway and Raphael Lavoie, how he thought those guys played. He's kept an eye on them during the course of the preseason. He ended up playing with them in the third period of the game in Seattle.
Dylan's had a great camp again. He had a great camp last year. He came in and had another great camp so far. Looks great. He's playing well in the games. Seems to have lots of confidence, lots of jump. It's a great sign. And what we need push from within the organization. And even with Lavi there, he's done everything that's been asked of him. You know, big body, shoots the puck incredibly well, plays physical, you know, kind of a straight line game. And I think he's had a great camp too. I think the competition throughout camp has been fantastic. You know, there's, what do we have, like 10 D-men still here. You know, it's a sign of good things. So, you know, I think all those guys have been real, real good.
All right. And meanwhile, Jay Woodcroft was asked about the reality of the Oilers basically picking a 21-man roster instead of 23.
We said this the other day jokingly, but it's true. Is these are the times we live in, and so we don't worry about only being able to pick 21 guys. We just want to make sure we pick the right 21 guys, and be creative in how we can get what we need based on the times that we're living in. And I think for us, it's about putting a roster on the ice that we feel most comfortable about. You're right, though. It's not a typical year where you might carry two extra forwards and you can mix people in and out, but it is what it is. Those are just things that we make sure that we're trying to make the best decision possible.
5:24 in Edmonton, we've mentioned you have an opportunity to win your way into our night at the River Cree with Edmonton Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft. It is exclusive. Hit it!
Well, we'll see what comes out of the gate tonight.
Call 780-496-0063 now. That's 780-496-0063 and be the seventh caller. And you score a double guest pass to hang out with Jay Woodcroft and Bob Stauffer. October 7th at the River Cree Resort and Casino's exclusive Oilers event. Powered by Brent Ridge Ford and the mighty 630 Chad.
There you have it. Seventh caller, we're taking him right here, right now, as we go to this day in Oilers history. It is presented by our friends at New West Travel. You can join the three-night Montreal road trip flying courtesy of Porter Airlines. Got a private suite for you for the Oilers and the Habs. Reach out to newwesttravel.com. Oh, this was a heartbreaker. Man, this one stung. This one hurt big time. Brendan Escott's got the information.
1991, Oilers trading captain Mark Messier to the New York Rangers for Stephen Rice, Bernie Nichols, and our regular Thursday contributor, then 20-year-old Louis DeBrusque. Nichols scoring 85 points in 95 games over two seasons, then was flipped by the Oilers to New Jersey. DeBrusque put up 797 PIMs in Oilers colors over six seasons.
You know, we're going to do Oilers game day trivia starting the regular season for Pro-Am Sports. And, you know, I just for bragging rights right now, because we're changing how we're doing the prizing on that, but for bragging rights right now, can anybody remember, and you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, the number, the name of the line that Bernie Nichols centered and who was on that line during the course of the 1991-92 season, because these guys were really good in the playoffs. One of the players, who's been documented quite a bit by TSN over the last couple of years, one of the players had 24 points in 16 games in the playoffs that year. So what was the name of the line that Bernie Nichols was on, and who were his line mates? The one guy only ended up here for about a year or two, and one of the guys on the line was only here for a year. The one guy on the line ended up leading three different teams in scoring in three years back-to-back. That gives you a bit of a hint. So there you have it. You can text us 780-496-0063. Did anybody get in late? The correct answer was the pipeline with Vincent Domfus and Joe Murphy. Nicely done. The text comes out of Grand Prairie, Alberta. Yes, Domfus got flipped for Shane Corson to Montreal after coming over from the Maple Leafs in a trade that involved Grant Fuhr. Joe Murphy was a pretty good offensive player for the Oilers for a number of years. Again, that was this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Tomorrow, Brendan and myself have got a split show. I'll host the first hour. One of our guests will be Hockey Night in Canada's Rod McLean for Century Casino. Louis DeBrusque, Sportsnet color analyst, will join us for GCL Diesel. Up next, the global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. Reed Wilkins has the City Ford Face-Off Show. Jack Michaels, Cam Moon, myself, Rob Brown will all be a part of it. We've got the puck drop tonight, 7 p.m. The Oilers and the Flames. Jack with the call. Back at you. Coming up at 6:05, Reed Wilkins taking over at 5:35. So long, everybody, from Rogers Place for now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.